Blue-collar workers enjoy wage hikes thanks to shortage of foreigners. By John Binder on April 4, 2019. Wage hikes for America's blue-collar and working class can be readily suppressed and choked by importing more foreign workers for employers, the New York Times admits. In a piece titled, "Short of Workers, U.S. Builders and Farmers Crave More Immigrants," the Times admits that President Trump's tightened hire American labor market through increased immigration enforcement has delivered historic wage hikes to America's blue-collar and working class. Specifically, in the U.S. construction industry, American workers enjoy a $25.34 average hourly wage today, 6% more in wage earnings when compared to the year before. The Times acknowledges the blue-collar wage hike is close to the steepest annual increase since the government started keeping track almost 30 years ago. Despite foreign-born residents accounting for about 1 in 4 construction workers in the U.S., as the Times noted, employers and businesses complain that more foreign workers are necessary to ensure that they do not have to compete for American workers by offering higher wages and better working conditions, and to keep their profit margins wide. The recent shortage of immigrant workers is impacting housing and housing affordability, said Jerry Howard, chief executive of the National Association of Home Builders. Phil Crone, who runs the association's Dallas chapter, said the labor bottleneck was adding about $6,000 to the cost of every home built in the area and delaying completion by 2 months. Emphasis added. The need for labor has set off a scramble for bodies that is spilling across industries and driving up wages. A lot of our landscape companies are upset because their guys are coming into construction because they can earn more, said Alan Hoffman, who builds energy-efficient homes in Dallas. Emphasis added. It is good for wages to go up, but if labor is at a point where employers can't hire, it is reducing growth, said Pia Arrhenius, an economist with the Federal Reserve Bank of Dallas. There's also considerable wage pressure in small towns and cities that are depopulating, but that is a sign of distress, not of rising productivity. Emphasis added. Blue-collar and middle-class wages, overall, have jumped 4% over the last 12 months thanks to Trump's tightened labor market, Goldman Sachs analysis has revealed. Wage growth has picked up sharply in the bottom half of the wage distribution. The solid wage growth suggests a relatively optimistic outlook on consumption, the analysis reported. Large and small business employers are now competing for workers in a tight labor market, Ivanka Trump previously said. A tight labor market is good. Wages are finally going up for the American worker. While wages continue to rise for America's blue-collar and working class, soaring levels of illegal immigration expected to the U.S. threaten wage gains for U.S. workers, as companies could enjoy a saturated labor market by the end of the year. This year, between 1 to 1.5 million illegal aliens are expected to arrive in the country. Up to 500,000 of those nationals will cross the U.S.-Mexico border. Undetected by Border Patrol, experts say and more than 400,000 may be released into the interior of the country by the end of the year at current catch-and-release rates. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at @jxhnbinder.